somewhere in France, Friday, 20th August, 1915. Dear F, here we are billeted in a splendid little village nestling among the downs about 20 miles from the firing line. It is an awfully nice place, a typical French village about the size of Burwash Weald. I have the great luck of being billeted with the mayor, who is also the schoolmaster in his house. I'm awfully comfortable, having a feather bed with sheets and a sitting room for three of us, the whole place being absolutely, positively clean. The old mayor is a topping old fellow who can't speak a word of English. The kindest chap you ever meet, and awfully funny. He possesses a very pretty daughter, Marcel, who is awfully nice. We get on very well. The old lady, too, is A1, and they will do anything for me. The only disadvantage is that there is very little food, and what there is very second rate. All the other regiments have gutted the place, and one can't get a cigarette for love or money. Our food in the mess is mostly bully beef and jam. Now, I can't, of course, tell you where this place is, but it is quite near the place I told you I thought we would go. The country is looking awfully nice with all the crops to get in yet. We haven't had any letters yet since we left, but are hoping that they will arrive tomorrow. Motorbike dispatch riders abound here, tearing along at fearsome speeds and big lorries going all out. How goes old Vincent? The French here are the dirtiest I ever saw. Their ideas of hotels are simply unspeakable. The men talking French are screamingly funny, but they manage to get on very well with the French girls. As we have to censor all the letters at our platoon, we get some very funny things. Also some rather pathetic ones. The men are sticking it wonderfully, considering they haven't had a square meal since they left England. The idea is, I believe, that we stay here a fortnight before we go up to the trenches, but one can never tell from one moment to the next what is going to happen. Please send me a pair of my ordinary pyjamas, that stiff hairbrush. Oh, Grayson has discovered a French girl who rather resembles Gabby in appearance and very much so in morals, so he is quite happy. You might send me one of those letters and envelopes all in one. Please remember me to Jerry. Much love to yourself, John.